This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can see the Satanism out in the open. It is good versus evil. I've been trying to shoot a report for weeks. I'm going to try to shoot it today or tomorrow. There's so much that's happening. I've done months of research on just all the open Satanism on TV, kids' shows, movies. They're saying Satan's good, God is bad, and they're bringing out. So the time we have left, Drew, you've done a great job down there on the border, and you got more coming. Finish up your breakdown, because you're dead on. That Satan is a counterfeit of God. He has a false unity, which looks good because we're designed by God to want unity, but it's not God's unity. It's a destructive unity.
And I think that's the problem with a lot of, you know, self-proclaimed Christians, because they don't have a biblical foundation. It's quite literally that simple. Because how can you discern and identify what you're really unified around? Am I unified around some kind of satanically, demonically empowered movement? Am I unified around some kind of Holy Spirit, a biblically empowered movement by God? And the only way you're going to be able to tell is if the actions displayed before you, the fruits. It's what Christ said.
And part of the fruits isn't just what we do. The enemy comes after you when you're going against them.
Absolutely. You could see the byproduct in persecution, definitely. People are going to come after you for taking a stance, not only for truth, but the truth. You really want to see some levels of persecution. Start really standing for Christ pretty much anywhere, publicly, wherever you are. And you've seen these levels of that. Alex, especially with InfoWars, and they've literally come after you for standing against an end time scenario, the New World Order and the globalist machine. But I think people need to be really careful, because the Bible has made this very clear that in the last days, you're going to see a total rise in deception, false messiahs, false Christs, false prophets. These levels of sophisticated deception are going to continue to rise in the media, in the culture, in politics, in government. All of these influential institutions, not only in the United States, but worldwide, globally, especially with the collapse of the southern border of the United States of America. And I think a lot, because I've had conversations with so-called Christians, I'm like, yeah, but you know, the Bible does say we got to take care of the foreigner. The Bible does say that we should love our enemy as ourselves, love your neighbor as yourself. But then I push back and I say, well, what does that really mean? Like, what if you're dealing with an operation that is totally 100% satanically charged?
The UN cut off their food for 3 years. They are victims, but now they're used as a weapon. It's part of a UN plan. Wow.
They've been weaponized, and they're being weaponized at the same time. Just wait till these people get activated, Alex. You know. I don't have to tell you. Just wait till these people get activated like they've been activated in France and Germany and in Europe. Then the church is going to wake up.
5 years ahead of us. They bring them in, then they politically activate them.
Yeah, how's the church doing there? You know,
they burned down 5,000 churches in France alone the last few years.
Exactly. And because once they get activated, that's when people wake up to the reality of what's going on here. That's why I don't like using the term border crisis, Alex. I don't like it. It sounds like...
No, it's the like end of America crisis. It's the UN invasion.
But the term crisis just sounds like it's some... It sounds like a hurricane's coming through.
How about the border war? What should we call it?
It's an invasion. It's a collapse of American sovereignty. That's what it is. It's a total invasion. Like you said, UN-backed, globalist-backed. Because to imply it's a crisis means that... Like, we don't have control. This is strategic, Alex. You know this. All of this is pre-planned, strategic, U.S. government working with cartels and foreign globalist entities and NGOs, 501c3s, C4s. They get these FEMA grants. They get all of these government grants that are all coming in, importing to these NGOs to facilitate these people coming into our country. It's lawless. As a Christian, you can't sit here and say, well, I support that and I want to participate, you know, to help these people. No, these people are being used. All right. And a lot of them, I'm telling you, you talk to Border Patrol, they're like, the majority of these people are not family.
Well, doesn't the Bible tell us where Satan is, or is anarchy?
Lawlessness, total anarchy and lawlessness. And right now, what we are watching is this mass operation, anarchy, lawlessness. We serve a God of order. Bible says the God that we serve, Jesus Christ, is a God of order. And right now, we don't have that, especially.
Drew, how do people find the great reports you're posting?
You guys can follow me on X at Drew H Live, but make sure to support band.video, InfoWarsStore.com, so we can continue to do some on-the-ground reporting here. We thank
be you. Be safe, Drew. Great job. We love you. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
And we are live here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess. We're going to be talking about the quote-unquote well-being economy, but something Alex talked about an hour ago totally changed up my intro, because really, when we talk about this well-being economy, what he led with, and the profound fact that in a lot of ways, we've lost, guys. We've totally lost. That does have to be admitted. And what do I mean by that? There was a global biological weapons attack that really occurred outside of the nation state apparatus. And what do I mean by that? Well, when you look at the virus itself and its release, I want to emphasize that, release, all the data by serious scientists say what? It was in the United States in September or October, one of the worst flu seasons ever. And remember, even media reports of what, popcorn lung and too much vaping, as young people were also being hospitalized. Coincidence, I know. But then when it reached China, which I also believe was seeded there by some entity, when you look at this thing, again, you had Chinese military officials coming out and saying they believed it was the U.S. seeding it during the military Wuhan games. I'm not saying that's correct, but this was not an accidental release. This was a bioweapons attack on humanity. Well knowing, because they held their little Event 201 drills, these people love to brag, and we're going to get into that, about the well-being economy, where they had a coronavirus outbreak from South America. Okay, and basically, one by one, they did exactly what they said they were going to do. But during the drill, a lot more people died. There was a lot more fear, but there was this consensus and consolidation of power. And, you know, one of the things that I did want to highlight is, you know, now it's nomenclature, it's common knowledge that the 6 foot distance to slow the spread, the social distancing, totally made up number. But you knew it was made up if you had been following this stuff for years and you saw what they did over in Singapore. You see, it wasn't 6 feet in Singapore. It was 3 feet, 1 meter. Why was that? Well, they had the DARPA robots roaming the streets. You know, Spot, the little cute robot you can get for like $35,000 to $75,000, depending on how you want it souped up. You know, the one that originated through military technology and the war of terror, those big dogs, that's what it became. And it had facial recognition and motion recognition to make sure people were staying 3 feet apart. They had more surveillance. So we get attacked by a bioweapon globally and hardcore in this country, only for them to then attack the populace again by injecting them with a multitude of bioweapons. Because we do have the mRNA. Remember, there's that Moderna partnership, and we'll show you that right now, all the way back in 2013, okay? Because they love you. with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. So from its inception, everybody, Moderna and DARPA are part of the ADEPT and PROTECT program. This is a military operation that then expands to a ton of different strategic collaborators. AstraZeneca, oh my goodness, wait a minute, didn't they get to put out some of those hate and lie shots? Well, how about that? Merck, Vertex, BARDA, which is the medical DARPA, okay? And there's DARPA itself. And, of course, the good people at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Institute Pasteur is also in here, all on their own websites, all out in the public arena. So we got attacked by a bioweapon. We're still being attacked with different versions of their hate and lie shots to this day. The psychological warfare has been over the top. And as Alex often talks about, you know, we are now inside the New World Order. And even before he said what he did today, you know, I had kind of a moment where I thought to myself, I was getting ready to do my shows and I was thinking about what the topics were going to be with the guests they have lined up over at Making Sense of the Badness on Patriot.tv. That's where you can find my stuff. And I thought I was getting up. I looked in the mirror and I just, for some reason, I'm like, am I doing enough? Have I done enough? You know, I know Alex is 50 now. I'm 44. I'm going to be 45 this year. And quite frankly, he's not wrong. I haven't done enough. I haven't made enough films. I haven't gone to enough protests. And he's just right about that. I don't know that you can do enough. You know, aside from obviously you need a personal life and a social life, right? And the family is that strongest unit. And there has to be a lot of – you want to create joy there in the overall family dynamic. That's part of it. There's going to be ups and downs, but you need to have attention to that, right? Anytime I'm just messing around or I'm partaking in something that's just a hobby at this point, it does feel kind of, you know, like I'm being selfish. I could absolutely do more. So, you know, I just wanted to get that out of the way in this first segment. I just related with that comment so much because there are still people taking this stuff. And on top of it, you know, we could talk about the shedding. Forget about what this is. We could talk about the bio and geoengineering of nature all around us. You know, the classified and declassified programs, the government programs and the private programs, you know, that public-private partnership we always talk about. And that's why I want to get into this. So the well-being economy, I'm going to take everybody on this journey of right before the pandemic, we're going to start there, with Bill Gates talking about how profitable vaccines are, what, through these benevolent organizations like his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So we're going to hit that clip first and foremost. Let's do it.
We're here today with Bill Gates. A lot to talk about what he's been working on. And Mr. Gates, thank you so much for being with us. I'd like to talk to you about your approach to vaccinations. You wrote something recently, and like you always do, you kind of looked at the problem from a scientific and business perspective on things. You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Well, pretty impressive that when you take these vaccines, get them to be very inexpensive by making big volume commitments, have that right relationship with the private sector, get the delivery system so they're really getting the coverage out there, you literally save millions of lives. And 20 years ago when we created these new multilateral organizations, Gavi for the vaccines, Global Fund for HIV, TB and malaria, we didn't know they'd be successful.
I'm just going to pause it there for a moment before you get to find out what the financial return on investment is. He just mentioned the Global Fund. We're going to be following this up with the Global Fund, because if you think the number he put out here on what the profit margin making these vaccines is, wait till you hear what Joe Biden has to say after Bill Gates introduces him, by the way, at the Global Fund just a couple of years ago. But let's let Gates finish here.
They've gone through lots of challenges about making sure the money gets there, making sure the efficiency is right. But as we look at upcoming replenishments for those. And we've got so much distraction politically that the international needs like this could get eclipsed if we're not careful. You know, we see a phenomenal track record. It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion, but we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just looked at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Big smile right there. Big smile. Oh, the economic 20-to-1 return. Oh, yeah, and then it's governments, your tax dollars, that are putting in the other money. Who's really reaping the benefits here? So just at an economic level, Bill Gates is licking those lips. When we come back, we're going to talk about a bigger economic return via that global fund. This is the Alex Jones Show. Go support InfoWars.com at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, get the books, get the supplements back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Salivating at the idea of taking global funds and making a 20-to-1 return by getting commitments to jab people with all sorts of hate and lies. That was Davos prior to the COVID-1984 nightmare. Let's go post-COVID-1984 nightmare. I mean, we're still living under it, but by this time, Biden has been installed and he can barely speak. Now, again, Alex made the point earlier, you know, you could play videos all day of Joe Biden looking confused and how terrible these people are and what a joke they are and have a fun broadcast and mainline. And, hey, there's a time and a place for some of that. And we'll actually, at the very tail end, you'll revisit why you should know this video. But while even the alternative media mostly focused on Joe Biden going and not knowing where he was and do I come down or whatever, what they didn't focus on is this admission that the Global Fund, remember he talked about it, HIV, TB, malaria, they pose as benevolent institutions, and we're going to have a throwback of G. Edward Griffin exposing that way back in the day, all right, for what it was, and now we look at what it turned into, at a 31-to-1 return, okay, and then we're going to get into SDGs. And when I say we, Joe Biden, who can barely speak and read off a script. So here it is. Biden and the Global Fund, after being announced by Gates himself.
These are going to work with our partners in Congress to contribute another $6 billion to the Global Fund. Bringing the overall global pledge as of today to $14 billion. These incredible contributions we succeeded through our mutual and continuing commitment to deliver one of the largest fundraisers in global health history. And these billions are expected to deliver a 31-fold return on investment. And in other words, for every dollar to fight these diseases, we expect $31 in health gains and economic returns, which also advances our progress toward meeting the goal of sustainable development agenda.
So it's the sustainable development agenda. Here we go.
To improve surveillance capabilities, build stronger, more resilient health supply chains, and increase innovations to reach those most in need. And it's going to help prevent and respond to gender-based violence and advance sexual and reproductive rights and health outcomes for people around the world.
Let me translate that one for everybody, okay? So first of all, they're bringing in the gender agenda, making sure they're going to get their care, because there's just so much gender-based violence. No. This is all about a full medical and social cultural takeover under the guise of charity. And then these people are literally untouchable in any way, shape, or form criminally after the fact. And if you think I'm wrong about that, why is nobody in jail based on what happened in the last few years? Ask yourself that question. Let's let Mr. Biden finish up here.
We're putting equity at the core of our efforts. We have to ensure that everyone, no matter who they are, who they love, where they come from, can access care and treatment they need, period.
Now, think about that. Now, and this is the goofy part. This is where you're going to remember where this is from. Okay? There you go. I hope everybody enjoyed it. The stone cold face Joe not being able to do anything. But think what he said right there. Okay? That this is a global takeover. You know, we talk about how these people want your children. But what they really want is government in every aspect of every human life and the regimentation of all human beings and really biological life in general. That's why carbon has been chosen, all right, because we are carbon-based, and so is every other biological life form. Now, I want to talk about some of this public-private partnership because this is well-being. We want to get shots to everybody. Everybody's making money. Forget about 20 to 1. Just a few years left. It's 31 to 1. Get in here. Let's further legitimize the criminals. Now, a lot of other people got in on the party once this got going. So when they were looking for a vaccine and partners, I just want to show you this clip. IBM got in the party. You know, the good people at IBM, if you want to look up a thing called IBM and the Holocaust, you might be surprised at what you find. But let's check out this clip right here.
And just a note tonight, tech company IBM and Moderna, the pharmaceutical company, are joining forces in the race to speed up this vaccination process. The two are looking to use artificial intelligence and blockchain, that's a data storing system, to help improve vaccine distribution. Exciting stuff.
Oh, some blockchain technology too. How about that? And then I would be remiss, as you can see above me, if I did not mention that Tesla teamed up with CureVac to make the RNA micro factories to print up the shots. And why is that important? Well, again, this is about the regimentation of all life on the planet. And you notice Joe also mentioned during the Global Fund surveillance and surveillance capabilities. Well, one of the biggest surveillance slash communications capabilities that's out there right now being utilized by the military is Starlink and its DARPA partner that gets launched by SpaceX, Blackjack, that program. And here's John Kerry, ghoul of all ghouls, Mr. Climate Change Agenda, Mr. Humanity is the problem. Because, again, they haven't been shy, and we're going to get to a clip from the Club of Rome, 1973, and their first artificial intelligence, actually, and how we're the bad guys and the absurdity of that. But first, I'm gonna play Kerry associating SpaceX with vaccines, and this is in 2022 at COP, I think it is 27. Again, one of these climate change conferences. So here we go.
The idea behind the launch of the First Movers Coalition. It's pretty straightforward. We needed to create demand signals in the marketplace where they didn't exist, which takes boldness. It takes courage by these executives who have made the decisions to be part of this. And we modeled it somewhat on the experience of what happened with vaccines. The government said, you know, we'll pay for it, build it. And the same thing with SpaceX. If you build it, we're going to use it, and we'll pay for it. And so people who were putting capital at risk knew that they could get a return on that capital or at least cover their expenses in the case of something like vaccines where human life was so at risk. Well, human life is at risk now in the context of the challenge of the global climate crisis.
I mean, he even throws the climate crisis stuff in there. I want you to think of what he's saying right there. That is the public-private partnership that already exists. It is the very definition of fascism. We know someone else is going to pay for it. The government, we're going to do it. When we come back, we're going to bring Klaus Nutschwab into the game. He's going to tell you about the well-being economy and crushing the individual. It's all about collectivism. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And before we get to this clip of Klaus Schwab talking about what the well-being economy is and how dangerous the individual is, you know, the single person, and what that means, I want to talk about other words that we use a lot, whether it is globalism, okay, or global government or global governance. We talk about socialism, all right? We talk about communism. What are all of these things at the end of the day? They're forms of collectivism. And collectivism, in many ways, eviscerates individual rights that are not granted by the state or those in power. Instead, they are granted by the creator. No matter what creator you may believe in, or if you believe in that creator at all, you are inherently given these God-given rights, these freedoms we all talk about. And When Klaus talks about this well-being economy, they want to crush those freedoms on a level most cannot imagine. So this clip's not really a big one. A lot of people haven't put it out there. It's about 2 minutes long. Let's play it.
We have the capability to create a humankind which is more socially oriented, which is more creative, maybe more artistic, which moves much more from the notion of creating material wealth to creating well-being. And well-being is more than just material satisfaction. We can create a humankind which is healthier, a humankind which, of course, has a longer lifespan and a relatively healthy life in age. So we have this technology, is fantastic. We have it in our hands.
So let's just stop it right there, because I want to really, again, interpret what he just said. First of all, this promise of everybody living longer. Heard that one before. Heard that one growing up. Again, we were going to eradicate cancer by the time I was like, forget about 44. I'm 44 years young. By the time I was like 30, we got this. People are going to live to 100 plus. These promises are completely and totally empty. And think about what he says. We're going to move you away from making things, creating things. Now that is a scary notion. Instead, it's all going to be about health and well-being. What does that mean? Look at the health and well-being they have brought us through this pharmaceutical industrial complex that worked arm in arm with the military industrial complex. Go look into what was really going on with MK Ultra and academic institutions and private pharmaceutical companies. All right? That's the reality. So what is that well-being? Well, a drugged and surveilled populace through any means necessary for the collective, for a relatively healthy life. We're going to be concerned so much with your health, just like they were during the COVID-1984 nightmare. And, you know, what's going to stop us from being healthy? And by the way, guys, I can't emphasize this enough, and it needs to be talked about more and more. Every time I turn on a video online and there's some kind of commercial, it is for better health now. They are trying so hard to sell my generation, the younger generation, on some kind of automated psychological health care online. That's where we're at. That's the kind of well-being we'll like to dish out. AI is a real thing. Digital people are real things. In the next 5 years, that could be commercialized to the level you think you're talking to a person, you're spilling your guts out. It's 100% AI. But in order to do those things, we've got to crush individual speech and individual rights, because individuals are the problem. Right, Klaus?
But those technologies have risks, and so it's particularly one risk, which I want to mention. Those new technologies provide asymmetric power to individuals. So I'm not now talking in detail what it means. You all can imagine. But it means that individuals can do a lot of harm.
Individuals think, you know, like, right, supervillains exist. And because supervillains exist, we have to control every aspect of your life, and you're going to submit for your well-being in the new well-being economy.
So we have to make sure that we, how shall I say, that we combat those individuals, and that we shape the future in such a way that we use the potential of the new technology. And we have to be aware of the risks, and we have to prepare ourselves for the risks. And that's all what the forum is doing. I mean, this, just to give you a concrete, it's not only in our minds that we are doing something. We opened a center for the fourth industrial revolution in San Francisco, And I will have tomorrow discussions also with government to see how we can engage this to look at the technological progress, but at the same time at the societal effects, and to develop standards and protocols to make sure that those technologies are used for the benefit of mankind and not as destructive weapons.
Not as destructive weapons. Well, let's think about what he just said, because he mentioned Israel and how it could be utilized. Now, during COVID-1984, the Israeli people were some of the most heavily and forcibly vaccinated out there. And Netanyahu came out and said, you know what? We've got a 98% record of all of our citizens over the last 20 years of their medical records. We're also going for a genetic base, database of that nature. And now I want to remind people, they had the vaccine passports. You want to go to the store? Not without your passport. I mean, those were some of the most, that's what's scary about that nation on top of the Palestinian situation, where you literally have, again, AI, and we're about to get into AI. Klaus is big on AI, right? When you have automated systems making decisions, and they have the sharpshooter with less lethal munitions at some of these checkpoints. Sharpshooter, look into it. Quick, I got this clip of G. Edward Griffin calling these tax-exempt charitable foundations out way back in the day, and this is the guy that talks about rugged individualism.
The story you are about to hear represents a missing piece in the puzzle of modern history. Without this knowledge, many contemporary events are simply beyond understanding. You are about to hear a man tell you that the major tax-exempt foundations of this land, since at least 1945, have been operating to promote a hidden agenda. And that agenda has nothing to do with the surface appearance of charity, good works, or philanthropy. This man will tell you that the real objectives include the creation of a worldwide collectivist state, including the Soviet Union, which is to be ruled from behind the scenes by those same interests which now control the tax-exempt foundations. The man who tells this story is none other than Mr. Norman Dodd, who in 1954 was the staff director of the Congressional Special Committee to Investigate Tax-Exempt Foundations, sometimes referred to as the Reese Committee, in recognition of its chairman, Congressman Carol Reese. The interview you are about to see was conducted by me in 1982. I had no immediate use for the material at that time, but I realized that Mr. Dodd's story was of extreme importance, and since he was advanced in age and not in good health, I simply wanted to capture his recollections on videotape while he was still with us.
Now, obviously, we're not going to play that interview, but that's the OG right there. G. Edward Griffin is the man that exposed Jekyll Island, the banking systems, the round table groups, the modus operandi of this collectivist agenda. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Please consider supporting InfoWarsStore.com, going to get the supplements, the books, and more. Help fight the info war. We'll be back after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and we're going to shift gears all the way back to the Club of Rome and 1973, because the idea of Malthusianism and population control and this neo-feudal idea that, again, there's a class above us, this scumbag predator class that gets to decide everything because they know what's best. They're mommy and daddy, and we just have to go along with it. It's been around for a very long time. But this was a rebranding through, again, the benevolent idea that pollution was bad and there were too many people on the planet. So even back in the day with the Club of Rome, people were the problem. But don't take other people and scientists' word for it. Let's take a machine's word for it. And this is where we were shifting gears to what we are now in with AI and that hype and how we have to be obedient to it and what it's going to actually choose our leaders and our direction for us. The original AI were essentially saying 2020, that's peak civilization at best. Things are going to get really rotten around that time. By 2040, 2050, all of civilization is done. You can't make this up. And it was legitimized through the idea that this machine was warning us. So we better clean up our act. Now, it was pollution and population control then. It shifted over to climate change. And again, I got to bring it up. You know, the old Musker Du here. Oh, excuse me there. He has said that to solve climate change, we need a carbon tax. I couldn't disagree more. A carbon tax would be really the end of us and more of that total control. But let's watch this old school news clip on the Club of Rome and their AI, everybody, and how we're bad as human beings.
The program called World One doesn't pretend to be a precise forecast. What it does for the first time in man's history on the planet is to look at the world as one system. It shows that Earth cannot sustain present population and industrial growth for much more than a few decades. It shows that simply cleaning up our car exhausts and making some small effort to limit our families simply isn't enough. It's like an electronic guided tour of our global behavior since 1900 and where that behavior will lead us.
Well, this is the printed version of what we've just seen on the television screen. What looks at first to be just a maze of computer characteristics is really a system of very simple graphs which project what's going to happen to the planet over the next 150 years if we don't do something drastic to stop it.
Now, again, we're talking early 70s here. You already said in three decades, if we don't clean up our act and limit our growth, our family, everybody needs to look into the limits of the growth. It's all over. We're done. Ah, the sky is falling. The academics and the computer have told us so. But let them continue.
Down the left-hand side of the graph is the date, 1900, 1940, 1980, 2020, right down to 2060. Now, each of these lines of letters represents a curve showing some aspect of the condition of the planet. The further out this way they go, the greater that figure is. The further this way, the less. For example, P represents population. So here it is at 1900. And then it comes up to 1940, it starts to take off. Here we are at 1980, up to the turn of the century, and then it starts to peter off. Let's now have a look at this next curve, the Q curve, which is the quality of life. And this is represented by, for example, the amount of space people have, the amount of money they have to spend, the amount of food they have to eat. Now, it increases rapidly up to 1940, but from 1940 on, the quality of life diminishes. And here we are about the turn of the century, and we come up to the year 2020, and it's really come right back.
Well, so 2020, you know, our standard of living, yikes. But really, during the Trump administration, especially in this country, the standard of living was at a very high point. It was actually coming back. But you see, that overall downgrade, that's very real, but that's real because of post-World War II consolidation of power and globalization through groups like this, really the military-industrial complex and beyond that we were warned about via Eisenhower. Let's let them go for just a little bit longer, and then I've got this clip from Sin City I really want to play.
People, of course, means that you start to chew up your supply of natural resources. And this is this curve here, the N curve, that shows that slowly but steadily the pool of natural wealth in the world, natural resources, minerals, oil, and so on, is slowly but steadily diminishing. So this is the situation. As population increases, the quality of life decreases, and the supply of natural resources decreases. But have a look at this curve here. This is called the Z curve, and it represents pollution. Now, predictably enough, as the population increases up to 1980, pollution increases. There's more rubbish. But from 1980 to the year 2020, pollution really takes off. This is assuming, of course, that we don't do anything about it. So the year 2020, the condition of the planet starts to become highly critical. And if we don't do anything about it, this is what's going to happen. The quality of life is going to go right back to practically zero. Pollution is going to become so serious, right out here, that it will start to kill people. So the population will diminish. Right back here, less than it was in the year 1900.
So this idea, again, we're killing the planet, and then we're going to die if we don't do something, has been around for a very long time. This clip right here that we're about to play is from Sin City. And I actually did a whole video on its parallel to Joe Biden and his son, because this is a scene in Sin City telling you how the big lie, a big lie like that one, actually works and the power you get from it. And this is after Bruce Willis has caught a pedophile who happens to be what? The son of a powerful mayor of Sin City. Okay? And I'm just going to let it play from there. You know, there's a little coarse language, no F-bombs or S-bombs, anything like that. But we've got to watch this start to finish, and I'll close out the show.
Even an officer. I don't have to introduce myself, do I? You read the papers? It's been an election year. You've seen plenty of my picture. You know who I am, what I can do. I'm doing you, Hartigan. Cold and hard, I'm doing you. You blew my son's ear off. Blew his arm off, even. Blew his nuts and his pecker off. He's in a coma right now. They say he may never come out of it. My boy. He could have been the first to work to become the president. Powerful. Power don't come from a badge or a gun. Power comes from lying. Lying big and getting the whole damn world to play along with you. Once you got everybody agreeing with what they know and their hearts ain't true, you got them by the balls. Guess what, baby? 500 people in this hospital. I could pump you full of bullets right now, and I wouldn't even be arrested. Everyone would lie for me. Everyone who counts. Otherwise, all their own lies, everything that runs in the city, it all comes tumbling down like a pack of cards. But I want you firm and fit, healthy. I'm even putting up cash of my own to get you more surgery. Fix that heart condition of yours. You're going to keep on living a long time. I'll make sure of that. You're going to be convicted of raping that little brat and shooting my boy. And you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison, disgraced, destroyed, alone. Your wife. You tell her the truth and she's dead. You tell anybody the truth and they're dead.
And those are really the type of people that they put in power. Think about what that guy just said, the mayor of Sin City. You know, that movie's incredible. The comic book graphic novel series is even better. I can't recommend them enough. I want to let everybody know I'm a documentary filmmaker. All of my documentary films are free. Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, Shade the Motion Picture. They're the big picture films. Then Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies. They'll tell you the truth about 9/11. You can support InfoWars.com by going to InfoWarsStore.com, getting the supplements, getting the t-shirts, getting the books, but supplement the truth by getting that out. Share the links, share the information. Don't look to others. You got to be your own hero. Guys, it's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you guys, and I'll see you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.